Once they begin to do that kind of W clustering, then about at the same time, the L and the R will be emerging. And so we do have samples of children trying to use their L's and their R's in clusters, but they usually do what I like to call syllabifying. And that is by inserting the schwa sound, the between the two consonants in order to actually take a single syllable and make it into two syllables. So for example, a word like blue, which is a one-syllable word, blue, they'll make into two syllables by spreading out that cluster and dividing the two sounds within the cluster into the two different syllables. So blue is pronounced baloo, and brown is pronounced bowown or barown. Queen is pronounced coween, and train is pronounced towain. Now, I'm over-exaggerating those so that you can hear them. Little children will not put that much emphasis on that first syllable, but it's there nonetheless, and we can listen for it. They will also use syllabifying on the W clusters at this time. So brown is changed to bwown, is changed to bowown, and Santa Claus is changed to Santa Quaz, is changed to Santa Kawaz, and so forth. This is a very important and good step for children to learn to syllabify, because it gives them time to produce each of those consonants together in a sequence before they're able to. So for example, a little boy I was working with yesterday is just moving into this syllabifying stage, and he cannot pronounce good L and R clusters. He's got a decent R, in fact, a very good R. He's got a sloppy, weak L, a floppy L, if you will. So he can't say a word like blue, but he can say baloo, like that. And so that's the way we're practicing those kinds of words at this point.